Here in for Andy Baskin today. You know, here in Cleveland right now, we're not dealing with a playoff team. We're not happy about that. No, we're not. We're looking for a head coach. But there's a team way out in the Pacific Northwest that has a Cleveland kid playing on it. They have a head coach who's doing real well. So we thought, well, let's tie it in so that we have something to talk about today. And so here he is. And we're thrilled to have him with us. He's the former Aurora Green man. He's A.J. Barner, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. He joins us on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. A.J., thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on here.
Congratulations. You guys were 14-3. You're in the playoffs. You're looking good. You're one of the teams to beat. How much fun has it been this year for you guys?
No doubt. It's been a lot of fun. It's been the goal really the whole time, though. You know, I feel like we've had a collective group effort that this is the mission, and here we are, you know, in the divisional round, ready to get going.
How tough was it to sit around and wait all weekend to find out who you get to play, and then you find out you have to play probably one of the more physical teams in the conference, and they won't die no matter how many players they lose. You get San Francisco now in the divisional round.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're a real good team. We just faced them 2 weeks ago, but the week off was real nice for us, and it's nice knowing, too, that you're going to play at home. So obviously waiting around was a little bit different, not sure who we were going to play, but being able to get, you know, take a week off and get the body right, even though we were pretty much around the facility the whole week, has been nice, and we used it to our advantage. So I think we'll be ready to go regardless of who we're playing, but yeah, it'll be a great challenge with the Niners.
A.J. Barner joining us, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. I was out in Seattle 2 months ago.
Yeah.
How do you deal with all those hills, man? That's ridiculous out there.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit different than Cleveland. I would say on surface level, when you're looking, like, just straight ahead, it's kind of similar to home where I'm from in Cleveland, Ohio. But, like, when you look off in the distance, see the mountains and see the hills and the different elements that it provides, it's a little different, but it's great out here. I'm a really big fan of it, and the people are great, the city's great, the football team's awesome, so I'm really pleased with being out here in Seattle.
City was really laid back, but I must tell you, you're just driving around town, and then all of a sudden there's this hill, and you think, if it's wet, man, my tires aren't going to stick. I thought it was nasty.
No doubt, yeah. Fortunately, we don't get as much snow as we do in Cleveland, but, you know, definitely get some rain, but it's a great place to live.
How's the, you playing on the West Coast, 3-hour difference. How is it like with your family back here, being able to watch you flying them out every week? How does that work?
It's a long flight.
Yeah, no doubt. My family gets up here when they can, honestly. They come to, you know, a few home games out of the year. Sometimes it's easier for them to make it to the away games. And same with friends too. Like, they're always tuned in back home, but quite honestly, I mean, I don't really have too many people out here. And, for me as a young player in the league, like, honestly, that can be a bit of an advantage for myself just because, you know, with the schedule that we have and, you know, playing all these games, it might be on a Thursday night, you might play on a Monday and then play on a Sunday. Like, it can be nice to kind of just like be worried about myself and handling my business, and my family comes when they can, and I know they're watching at home when they're not here. So it's great to have them out here, but it's also nice to, you know, be a little bit away from home and handle my business out here and know my people are watching back home.
A.J. Barner joining us, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks, Indiana Hoosier, Michigan Wolverine, which, by the way, I'm sure went over real well with the folks in Indiana when you went to Michigan. That had to be something fun to deal with, but you ended up with two great schools. And now you're sitting there in Seattle, and you came in, Mike McDonald came in the same year. Clearly the Seahawks hired a really good young head coach. What is it about Coach McDonald that stands out to you, AJ, when it comes to the success you guys have had?
Just the culture that he's established. He lets his players do their thing, but, you know, we have a standard that we play to, we have a discipline that we have around here. And, you know, our team really enjoys being around each other, just like any really good team at any level, whether it's, you know, Mighty Mites or high school or college. You know, in the pros, you don't think that culture is as big of a deal just because everyone's grown men. But at the end of the day, you know, our team loves being around each other, and we handle our business. And like I said, there's a standard that we hold ourselves to, and players, coaches, everyone involved falls under that umbrella.
Yeah, well, speaking of culture shift, I mean, the Indiana football program wasn't exactly a powerhouse until Kurt Cignetti got there. I'm guessing you're rooting for the Hoosiers, but what's it like being in the NFL and looking back on your time at Indiana and seeing what Cignetti and the Hoosiers have been able to accomplish? Now they're going to play for a national championship against Miami.
Man, it's crazy. When I was at Indiana, it was a different coaching staff there and before the NIL area. And quite honestly, the resources were nowhere near what they are now. And, you know, to be honest, that, you know, wouldn't have happened. But what they've done with the program, the belief that they've gotten there with Coach Cignetti and, you know, what he's done, really just getting people to believe, getting people to buy in. And to be honest with you, like, had you told me that this would happen, I would tell you no way, just because where they were at when I was there. But to see it happen and see where they're at today, it's truly unbelievable. And obviously I'm pulling for them just because of my ties to Indiana, for sure. And obviously, you know, going to Michigan too, I root for Michigan, you know, any day of the week as well. But at this point, I tell people I'm a Seahawk. I went to Indiana, I went to Michigan, but I feel like I'm at home out here in Seattle. But regardless, obviously rooting for the Hoosiers this weekend, I think, or whenever they play. But I think they got a good chance to handle business.
A.J. Barner joining us. He's a tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. He's from Aurora, and he's getting ready to play the San Francisco 49ers coming up in the playoffs next week. Dan, who you talked to when right before we went on the air, Dan used to give me grief because I always, always liked Sam Darnold. And Dan always said, I need somebody in my life who loves me as much as you love Sam Darnold. Well, Sam comes in there this year and proves that what he did in Minnesota last year was not a fluke. What has he brought to the Seahawks? What's he brought to the Seahawk offense? You were the second leading receiver for the Seahawks this year. You obviously made a connection with him real fast, AJ.
Yeah. Man, I think just a professional quarterback and played at a high level and mature, you know, had his ups and downs throughout the league. But, you know, he's really got it going over the past couple of years. And I think it's his attention to detail, the consistency that he brings to the table. And, yeah, I think the work that he puts in inside and outside the building, he's just confident in his abilities too. And not afraid to make mistakes. And when he does, you know, it's let's play the next play. And I think that's what anyone can learn as a young player in the league is just, you know, you're never going to play a perfect game. And sometimes you got to move on, turn the page and play the next play. And I think Sam's done a great job doing that all year and he's playing his best football right now. So he's going to continue to carry us to where we need to go.
By the way, I loved you under center this year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I get up under center. I actually played a little bit of quarterback back home in at Aurora. So it's something I've done before.
We'll look forward against the 49ers. When you guys win the Super Bowl, you're coming back on with us. So I'm just telling you right now, okay?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Thanks, AJ. We appreciate you being with us. Nothing but the best of luck, and we're really happy for your success with the Seahawks.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
AJ Barner, Seahawks tight end, Aurora Green Man, joining us on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Good for him.
That's fantastic. Second leading receiver for the Seahawks, the number one seed. In the NFC.
Six touchdowns?
Yeah.
Second leading touchdown scorer receiver-wise? And when he lines up under center, you know, it's like for the tush-push type stuff, he looks like he knows what he's doing.
He's about to become our new Travis Kelce.
Absolutely he is.
I didn't want to put that. I thought about mentioning that.
I know.
I did not want to put that on him.
He's a big dude. He's 6'6".
Yeah, he is.
And he can move.
Really good player. He really is.
It's really interesting. If you were a quarterback around the NFL, what should you think if your team hires Kevin Stefanski? We got a Hall of Fame quarterback is going to tell you what you should think. And Browns fans who didn't like Kevin, you're not going to like this at all. It's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy.